Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, we have the biggies. We've got Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot, Pinot Noir. You know, those are the big guys. But yeah, it's kind of nice every now and then to explore some of the perhaps lesser known reds that really kind of merit a little exploration.
Oh, they sure do. And I think it's a lot of fun to get off the beaten path, because that's one of the great things about wine, Hugh. There are so many things out there that people are just not familiar with that turn out to be very rewarding, and folks just end up loving them. I have three that I want to talk about. And the first one I'm going to talk about is my wine of the week. This is St. Gregory's Pinot Meunier from Mendocino, 2018, $20. Now, Pinot Meunier is a very important grape in Champagne. It's,
yep,
it's almost never seen standing alone, however. And this one from Mendocino is a very pale red with a very powerful nose. And you can smell caraway seeds, pomegranate, and wild strawberry. And just as an aside, I went back and looked up some of my earlier notes about Pinot Meunier. I always mention rye bread.
Interesting.
So it's sort of a hallmark. There it is, caraway seeds. It really seems to be prevalent.
Now I'm curious.
And in a nice way too. But the wine is just jam packed with flavor. There's peppery spice. There's tart red cherry. There's sweet red apple. That's the palate. The balance is good with brisk acidity, matching the light body and the dynamic flavors. It begs the question, Hugh, why don't we see more Pinot Meunier? Damn it.
I don't know why, but we
sure
don't.
I think we need to. Well, a wine that you used to see a lot of in California back in the good old days is Carignano, which they called Carrigan. Mm-hmm. And it's still being grown out there. This is Graziano's Carignano from Mendocino County, 2017, also $20. And Carignano was one of the original big reds sold to the grape growers back in the early 20th century, along with Zinfandel, which they called Zin, and Petit Sirah, which they called Pet. And you just bought those things kind of indiscriminately and just planted them wholesale. And it made a big red field blend. But Carignano has stayed on because there's a lot of adherence to it. And this one I thought was really a good example. It was big and dark and ultra juicy. The aromas feature black raspberry, kind of thorny brambles, and all with a whiff of kind of allspice, a sweet spice. It was on the palate, the sweetness continued. There's crushed berry juice, piquant, white pepper, and the finish was very long and as tangy as the main body was. There was a good streak of acidity that rides it out, so it stayed together very, very well. And oddly enough, in reflecting, there wasn't a whole lot of tannin in this wine, which ended up surprising me. Finally, from a winery called Bali in Italy, called Alianca del Volturi. And the word Volturi looks like vulture. So I've always called this vulture wine. And I've always found every example I've ever had just loads and loads of tannin. So this is definitely the type of wine that you're going to put aside for quite a few years or get an older vintage. Bali Alianico de Volturi, only $17. I think it'd be great with grilling. Big roast, a big roast of lamb might be perfect. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.